Hindu gods allowed in the Grand Canyon?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, what in the world's going on at the Grand Canyon in northern Arizona that they allow Hindu gods to be mentioned there?
Well, it was astounding. The U.S. Park Service removed plaques that quoted three of the Bible's Psalms. At the same time, they allowed some rock formations to continue to be named after Hindu gods. But what's really going on here? What the Park Service really wants is to teach that the canyon's geology and biology can be explained by natural processes over millions of years without a need for God and a global Noah's flood. They're really not getting rid of religion. They're just replacing it with an anti-God religion of evolutionary humanism, attempting to explain reality without God. So what should the church do? Well, unfortunately, many church leaders have been guilty of compromising with millions of years anyway. To change the culture, the church first needs to restore biblical authority. The church must show how biblical history, including Noah's flood just a few thousand years ago, is the correct way of explaining the facts of geology and biology. Clearly, only a global flood explains rock layers laid down by water all over the earth. Once the church shows how the Bible explains reality, hopefully the culture will begin to respect God's word. Then we'll see signs of Christianity being restored in this culture.
Read our free booklet on carbon dating when you go to AnswersRadio.com.